I'm Charles Lamb. I'm head coach, Cook County Alpine. And we just hosted our Moose Mountain Invite. And we had about 58 boys and 65 girls racing from teams from down by the Twin Cities and the Iron Range. And the weather warmed up. It was great. We just had a great time up here. And the kids skied real well. And nobody got hurt. And it was just a blast.
There was a race done at Spirit yesterday. How did the conditions compare here?
Race at Spirit was a little warmer, but Spirit's a lot icier. Their race hill is they don't have the natural snow, and they specifically try to make their race hill icy because Team Duluth is there. And it's a little harder for our kids. You know, we're more like a Western destination now with all this snow, and it's hard for our kids to edge on raw ice.
So the girls were telling me the first course was really fun. It was kind of snarky, they were saying. So whatever that means, what are they talking about with the courses?
Well, it was pretty turny. Jim Vick said a turny course that it makes you think, it makes you look ahead, and it separates out the real athletes.
Yeah, they said they really enjoyed that first course. So any outstanding kids this year? I mean, all of them are outstanding, but people that come to mind as far as how they're doing this year overall?
Well, our girl standouts are Morgan Wyrens Welch, Captain Megan Lado, our breakout seventh grader Riley Wallers. She's stunning the field. She's really a good athlete. On the boys' side, you got my son Will, Logan Backstrom, Damian Zimmer, and Jack Viren have been going back and forth, and our two captains, Joe and Charlie. So,
are those senior age boys or older boys then?
Joe Borwood, Charlie Lawler are our seniors.
Okay. So you have some juniors that are racing this year too, so some kids coming up?
Yeah, we kind of have a hole in the team. We don't have any 10th or 11th graders, but we've got quite a force from 7th through 9th, so there's a lot to look forward to.
Well, this is a great program for the kids in Cook County, and I'm glad you guys are keeping it going here.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mark.
What's your name?
Jack Viren. It went all right. I felt pretty good. It was all right until I biffed it, but...
What are the conditions like today?
Well, they're pretty icy. The course is kind of slow, but... Well, when you have sharp skis, it's not a problem, but...
Were you at Spirit yesterday?
I was.
How'd that go down there?
Conditions were about the same. Yeah.
So how many more races you got this year?
I'd have to look. I can't remember. Okay. I don't know.
So are you happy with where you placed today?
I don't know where I am right now.
Okay, good. Great. Now, your dad here was telling me you did a pretty good job today.
Well, he was 10th after the first run. I thought that was awesome. And his second run, he was looking very good. He was turning early and looking real good. And then something happened down below there, and he was out of the course, had to do a little hiking. So we'll see how he winds up.
All right, and you are?
I'm Dan Viren.
And you've been here for a long time helping the ski team.
Oh, just since my boys have been skiing.
All right, good. Thank you. So tell me your name.
Kevin Viren, yeah.
That's your brother that just raced today, huh?
Yeah.
How'd he do? How do you think he did?
I wasn't watching. I was free skiing.
Now you're on ski team. You're on the ski team too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
All right. And how's the practice been going this year?
Good.
When's your next little race? Big race?
I don't know when that is, but I practice tonight.
Okay, you practice tonight. So you've been skiing out here this last weekend? In the powder?
Oh yeah, I was.
How was that?
It was good. I jumped off a cliff.
You did?
Yeah. Right.
And you're here to tell the story, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I was going down. I was going pretty down.
Uh-huh.
I was going pretty fast down Bayo's Den, and I didn't see the cliff coming, and I went right off it, and then I landed it.
So Lutzen's pretty cool this year, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, lots of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the trees, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Dave Ingebrigtsen, and Sophie Honader is our Austrian exchange student. She's a snowboarder, but she took up skiing here just this year. She did cross country in the fall, and she really just loves it. Loves the kids. It's a great team.
She's been racing with the team then all fall and training?
Yep. She sat out the first race when she's still getting her feet wet, but she's been doing all the races now and doing really well.
So what does she say about the Alps compared to here?
Well, I don't know if she doesn't like to make those comparisons. but she loves it. I mean, you know, she thinks it's just great here. She loves the skiing and loves the people. And
you've been helping with the ski team off and on over the years too, right?
Yeah, we had two kids, Carl and Rose, that both went through the program, and they're both actually working here right now over Christmas vacation in the rental shop and the ski school.
All right. So they all stay in the ski industry here, at least for now, huh?
Yeah, for now. That's a good thing, yeah.
So you raced today?
Yep.
What's your name?
Celia Backstrom.
How'd you do today?
I got six.
Good job. All right. How old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12. And I got your parents here too, huh?
Yeah.
They've been helping with the race program for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They like to help.
Okay. So, Mom, how'd it go?
Went great today.
Uh-huh.
Lutzen did great.
Uh-huh.
Boys and girls team both took first.
Pretty exciting day for down here today.
It was.
Good.
It was a beautiful day, and it wasn't 20 below.
That's right. Thanks.
Yep.
Riley Wallers.
How'd you do today?
I got first in varsity.
You did. That's great. There was a lot of competition today.
Yeah, there was. It was tough.
Tell me about the course.
The courses, they were icy, but it was doable. Yeah, they were really long, too.
Uh-huh. So this is probably the longest course that you run in the Midwest, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations on your place today.
Thanks a lot.
All right. So we just had the award ceremony here at the races. Tell us how it went for Cook County.
Cook County won as a team, boys and girls. And we had the top two boys, and we had the number one girl, Riley Wallers.
All right. You want to give me the top two boys' names?
Top two boys, Logan Backstrom and Will Lamb.
All right. Good job.
And a couple other of our other up-and-comers are Santina McMillan, Sela Backstrom, and we've got a really good 11th grade girl, Ava McMillan.
Congratulations on this today. It's really exciting down here.
Thanks a lot.